This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. Our correspondent reports that a 13-kilometer stretch of Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut-Namo-Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar, worth around 4,600 crore rupees, will be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. The inauguration of the projects will help in enhancing regional connectivity and ensuring ease of travel for the people of Delhi. It includes a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 1,200 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of the 26.5-kilometer Ritala Kundli section of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 6,230 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also undertake a ride in Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad RRTS station to New Ashok Nagar RRTS station. Union Coal Mines Minister and Telangana BJP President G. Kishan Reddy has stressed the need for protecting mother tongues and said the centre is giving the top priority to mother tongues in its new education policy. Addressing the World Telugu Confederation Conference in Hyderabad, Mr. Reddy said everyone has the responsibility to protect their mother tongue, especially Telugu. He hoped primary education, governance affairs and official orders to be issued in the Telugu language. Indian Railways will operate 13,000 trains during Maha Kumbh Mela 2025. To cater to the massive influx of pilgrims. These trains will be run over 50 days, including 2 to 3 additional days before and after the event. Chief Public Relations Officer of North Central Railway, Shashikant Tripathi, said the movement of people will be kept unidirectional to prevent chaos and congestion. Passengers will be directed to the Yatri Kendra before proceeding to their respective platforms, reducing confusion and congestion. French Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle arrived in Goa to participate in bilateral naval exercise Varun. On arrival at Goa's Mormugao Port Trust jetty yesterday, the French carrier strike group received a ceremonial welcome from the Indian Navy band. The French carrier strike group, which includes the Rafale marine fighter aircraft, will take part in the 42nd annual bilateral exercise Varun with Indian Navy ships. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will arrive in New Delhi today on a 2-day visit to India to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The two leaders are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including space, defense, and strategic technology cooperation to shared security priorities in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will also meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and other Indian leaders. India and Bangladesh will exchange 185 fishermen and their vessels detained in their respective countries today. Dhaka agreed to hand over 95 Indian fishermen to Indian authorities. In a reciprocal repatriation process, India too agreed to release 90 Bangladeshi fishermen detained in India. 2 Bangladeshi fishing vessels detained in India and 6 Indian fishing boats detained in Bangladesh will also be exchanged. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall and snowfall over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal Pradesh today. It has also predicted isolated rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and northwest Uttar Pradesh in the coming 2 days. The IMD said scattered rainfall or snowfall is also expected over Uttarakhand tomorrow. In Test cricket, Australia defeated India by 6 wickets in the 5th and final Test match in Sydney and clinched the Border Gavaskar Trophy 3-1. Australia successfully chased down the target of 162 runs on day 3 today. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal has advanced to the main round of men's singles category at the ASB Classic Tournament in Auckland, New Zealand today. He defeated the top seed Adrian Manarino of France 7-6, 6-3 in the final qualifying round this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.